What will happen at the corner has been an issue for three decades as various development proposals have come and gone and the aging structures at the corner continue to sit and visibly deteriorate with little seeming concern. Chase and Affinity's latest proposal is a four-story condominium project with retail spaces along Elmwood and 97 underground parking spaces. The big issue is that the building is higher and wider than allowed under the new green code, and the developer wants variances. Chase and lawyer Steve Ricca says that's because the rules were changed in the last days before the final green code was prepared.
When you hire an architect to design a building, and you hire a law firm to assist you with the application process, and when you engage in all of the outreach efforts over a period of years based in good faith on an existing zoning code, and then 2 weeks before the code is enacted, the grandfather provision is yanked out, probably by and on the behest of people who oppose this particular project, that is both unfair and a hardship.
Hardship is an important term because the zoning board can issue all the variances if the rules are a hardship, allowing the project to go ahead. An unsigned internal memo in City Hall recommends the variances, and Councilmember Joel Ferraletto appeared to support the plan. Not popular with the opponents in the audience. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.